step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Best Bits of the Week with Morgan.
It's listener Q&A time,
where Morgan and a show member answer almost all your questions.
We are here, part three. It is listener Q&A time. Scuba Steve is with me this weekend. You feeling ready for this?
Oh, I'm always ready.
We stay ready. That's what we just came on here, like right before this, and we were like, stay ready.
Hell yeah. Steady, ready, fast, steady, ready, netty. Okay. Bop and rock steady.
If I let Scuba keep going, he's going to throw some cuss words, and then I'm going to have to beep a lot of stuff. So let's dive in. Jessica would like to know how you met your wife. Like, how was it a bit? What happened?
Jessica, and did she leave where she is listening from?
She didn't.
God, Jessica! So the shorthand version of it, because it's quite a long story. I was living in San Francisco. I was going through a divorce, went through all that stuff. And then on a morning show called The JV Show on Wild 94.9 in San Francisco. And as any show, they love content. And so going through a divorce was a whole storyline and talking about that and getting me to cry on air and go through all the emotions and feelings. And it was a very heavy woman audience. I always feel weird when I say female. Because it's so clinical.
Yeah.
Like male, female.
Male, female.
Yeah, like no one really walks around like...
Well, that's how it is on like doctor's things. So.
Like, hey, female. It's like more like, hey, what's up, woman?
What's up, male?
What's up, girl? What's up, male? Yeah.
But, feels like I'm talking to the mailman. What's up, male?
Exactly, yeah. So I always, when I go to say female, I'm always like, this sounds weird. Like, no, do women call women females? Like, is that a thing?
No. Women, ladies, girl.
Exactly, yeah. So a heavily woman audience, girl audience.
All of that sounds weird now.
I don't know what to say anymore. but it's an audience that really is drawn towards like the relationships and all these kind of the storylines. And so we had the whole storyline of me going through divorce and talking about the cheating and all that stuff. And within that, then it pivoted into, all right, now enough time has been and has passed through the divorce. Let's get him back out there and let's get him dating. And let's start that whole saga. And so in that process, they did many different things. We would do things like we had an event called Girls Night Out, where it was literally all women. And like everyone there's a woman except for people who are working. And which was really awesome when you're single.
You're like, this is how it works. Well, hey, why haven't we done something for me? Like basketball, but like, of course, men.
A bunch of dudes. Yeah. There's a lot of guys here in Nashville. We could do something like that. I think the reason why they don't do it anymore in San Francisco was because they got into legal trouble, because then guys were upset that they couldn't be there because they were segregating men and it was only women. And I'm like, but the whole premise of it was to give women a night out.
It's a bit, people.
Yeah, that exactly. That it. That's it. And it costs no money. It was free entry. You just had to call into the station. Like, hey, what's your name? All right, Sarah. Plus two. We'll see you there at the Sound Factory on Friday.
Yeah.
It was that simple. But what we did for the guys, though, was at some point we had to open up the club because it was a massive club. And then once it hit, I think, like 11 p.m. and all the girls were sloshed, then it was like a hunting fest.
That would be why. And you guys probably had legal troubles. And a
bunch of guys.
I don't think it was that it was just girls. I think you have legal problems because of what you just said. Okay. We're going to stop there before we dive any further.
Yeah, but anyways.
Talk to me about your wife.
Yeah, so then it kind of got into me getting me out there in many different ways to date. And then one of the ways was we talked about it on air, and then we were giving women my email address and the station contacts and send in, you know, your picture or whatever it is. And I was getting, people were calling in and emailing and stuff on, so I think back then it was just Facebook and Instagram had just started.
MySpace
was definitely dying or dead. Okay. Or Justin Timberlake was trying to revive it and didn't work out.
Gotcha.
But I feel like the biggest one, Twitter was massive. Mm-hmm. Twitter was massive. Facebook was kind of like, it was kind of on the end of like going towards the older demographic. And Instagram was still being figured out, but it was mostly just posting pictures of food and buildings.
Yeah.
So they would contact me in many different ways. Mostly it'd be either women or like sons or like people would be like, hey, you should go out with my mom or you should go out with my
love
aunt.
Love that. We love it.
Some of them were like, okay. And some of them were like, okay.
I do get a lot of moms in my DMs who are like, you're perfect for my son. I was like, I don't know that I should be labeled as perfect for anybody.
Yeah, exactly.
But I love y'all.
Thanks so much for thinking of me. Yeah. But I'm going to pass. And then, so a lot of different things came through. And then one of them was an email from my wife. And it was very, very like, because most of them were like over the top or they were too much. Or we talked to them on the air and we'd call them and set it up, interviews and stuff. And then one of them was my wife. And she was just very plain and simple. And she was just like, hey, this is my name. I'm half Filipino and Chinese and white. This is my, you know, this is what I like, this, like that, you know, whatever.
Like a dating resume.
Yeah. And then just sent me a picture. Like three lines max, where some were like a brick. Like it was like just so much. We're just like, oh my God, you're crazy. And so then I called her and then we brought her on the air and had our first conversation. And then I was so awkward and so nervous. And the guys on the show, Rico and JV, had to like help me talk me through it. And then we set up a date, our first date, and JV was supposed to go with me with his wife, Natasha, to go on this first date. And of course he bailed and then left it to me to do it on my own. And then so we met up at a bar two blocks from my apartment because my idea, I lived in a really nice part of town, Nob Hill. And my whole thought process was like, oh, I'm going to get her to get a couple of drinks. We're going to come back out to my apartment.
No, Scuba.
Have a good time. And then whatever happens, happens. I wasn't really thinking. At the time, I wasn't thinking about, oh, I want to fall back into a serious relationship again. I want to just date and have fun.
Yeah.
Never did I have any plans of where I am now with this. And then we met and we ended up talking the Tunnel Top Bar atop of Stockton. And I think it's Post. Anyone that knows where that's at, they're like, oh my God, I know where that's at. Talking to you right now. That place is amazing. You haven't been there, you got to check out the bar. It's sick. So I went in there and I met her. I was a little bit late. Oh, even funnier story before all that. This is going to be a long one, huh?
That is up to you. I asked you one question and somehow I've gotten like 10 answers, but I'm rolling with it.
What was the initial question, just so I could make sure I'm on the same track?
How did you meet your wife and how was it a bit? So I do think we have answered that question.
I've already answered that. So then, okay. So I can say the rest for another time then, I guess.
Well, you can't, don't do like a deep tease. I don't know that I'm going to remember that. So just share it, but just condense it.
Okay. So that was the answer to Jessica's question.
Yeah.
Was that. Okay. Essentially the radio bit, emailed, talked to her, went on a date. Snowballed into a relationship with family and kids and everything.
Love it. Three babies. Yes. Here we are.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Yeah. Okay. And so to cap this story off, our first date story, met at the Tunnel Top Bar. We hung out, had a drink. I bought the first round. I bought the second round. And then I knew things were going well when she bought the third round. So she went and bought the third drink. And I was like, oh, I'll get the next one. She's like, or you want to go somewhere else? She's like, no, this is great. Let's just stay here. I'll get the next one. I was like, oh, okay. And I was like, you sure? And she's like, no, I got it. It's all good. I'm like, all right. So she bought the third drink. And then I think I went back buying the fourth. And she bought the fifth and it was like back and forth. I think by the fifth or sixth drink, we were, you know, but it was a span of, I think, 4 hours. So five or six drinks over 4 hours wasn't really that big of a deal, but we were a little tipsy and we were just talking and just going over life. Cause you know, she was at the time, she was someone who listened to the show occasionally. She's like, hey, I listen sometimes, but I don't listen all the time. It was just a heritage show in that market. And anyone from the Bay Area or had lived there knows Doghouse. Doghouse was like effing like iconic on the West Coast in the 90s and 2000s. And then it turned to the JV show because they got in a lot of trouble and they kept one guy and fired the other guy and built a new show. And I was part of the new version of that. But anyways, I just looked. No one can see Morgan's face, but her face is like, holy crap. Where's the end of the story? You already answered the question too.
I was letting you figure it out. You know, I'm big on letting people figure it out.
So I'll just really quickly wrap up the story and we can go on to the next question. To end that story, we had a great time, long conversation.
If anybody would like to know why Scuba and Lunchbox get along, it's because this is what their stories sound like. I have a story attached with that after Scuba finishes his eighth one.
Yeah, well, I like to go off on tangents and then I can rope myself right back into it. Mm-hmm. And like add like all these like fun stories and thoughts for people.
I love all your fun stories and stuff. I just don't want to keep you here forever.
I know. I have a lot
you
of things.
You do have that, you have this wife that you're talking about and three kids at home. So I'm
very true.
Try to be respectful of your time.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much, Morgan. Yeah, just to wrap that up, we had a great time. And then obviously, and when she left, this is what hooked me. When we were leaving, I was like, all right, hey, you know, I live up there just two blocks up the hill past the Ritz next to the Fairmont. And she's like, oh, that's cool. And I was like, all right, so you want to go? She's like, no, I'm good. And within like a half a second, she'd already texted like her friends or cousin. And it was her cousin, a friend, and like another cousin. And they rolled up in this like Volkswagen Jetta. And in the same moment of me offering her to come to my spot, she was like, oh, no, it's all good. I'm going to go home now. I was like, oh, okay, you need a ride? Car rolls up like it was a freaking movie. Rolls up. She looks at me, gives me a side hug, gets in the car and drives off. And I was like, what the heck is going on right now? Because I want more of that. And so she really hooked me in, and then it turned to a second date, and then yeah.
I love it.
Yes.
I love your wife too. She's amazing.
Thank you. She's pretty badass.
Yeah. Okay. The story that I wanted to share was when we went and filmed Lunchbox's coffee bit.
Oh, yeah.
I was along for the ride with Scuba and Lunch, who were in the front of Scuba's truck, and I was sitting in the back. And they were talking away. Like how you just heard Scuba talk. Imagine two of them, okay?
Imagine two of me going back and forth.
Literally two of them back and forth. And I'm just sitting back there like on my phone. I'm listening, but I'm not saying anything because you can't get a word in with these two.
Well, we kept asking like, where is she at? Are you going to say something?
Lunchbox is like, Morgan, yeah, you agree? You back there? And I'm like, yeah. And then they just start talking again. I was like, well, okay, I'm not going to share that. So I just stopped talking. So that was how our relationship goes outside of the studio. Everybody always wants to know behind the scenes and how things work.
And that's
you get Scuba and Lunch in a room. You don't get to be, you get to be a spectator. You're not a participant. It's funny. It's entertaining. But yeah. Okay. Yeah. We're going to move on to Kayla.
Okay.
Who wants to know how it was like working from home, being snowed in with your family.
Kayla, no city either.
No, some of them did.
Kayla.
A few of them did.
They had a girl.
Actually, I'm pretty sure there's only two on here that did.
Okay. Jeez, people.
She even said, I wrote it too.
I saw it. You put name and where you're asking your question from.
Yeah, it's okay.
I used to date a girl named in high school named Kayla.
I don't think this is that Kayla.
Probably not her. Yeah, I don't think so. That one didn't end well.
Okay, Kayla.
Yes.
What was your question again? How was your snow day with your family?
I was snowing with the family. Yeah. It was cool like the first day because this happened 2 years ago where the same thing happened. Same stretch of road gets iced over, nothing you can do about it. And I'm not looking to, and Lunchbox is like, well, you got the biggest truck on the show, four-wheel drive. Four-wheel drive has nothing to do with anything when you're driving on a sheet of ice.
Yeah, especially down a hill.
And down a hill, mm-hmm. into an embankment, and like a 14-foot drop-off.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's just not, this, what's
I
the point?
I had four-wheel drive and I was still sliding. Like, four-wheel drive helps give you traction.
A little bit, yeah.
But it doesn't. When you got black ice and ice happening, like
you're not gripping anything.
No, it's you're just free balling it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're sliding all over the place. So it's like, so like I went out to go check the road every single day and I put on baseball cleats with the metal spikes in them so I can grip the ice.
That's like a snowshoe.
Yes,
you were doing snowshoeing, but with cleats.
Yes, and I don't have snowshoes, but I have baseball cleats because I was a baseball coach. So I had these cleats and I would be able to walk on the ice and I was walking pretty fast. And I was like, people were driving by or walking by. I'm like, what the? And I was like, oh, it's the metal cleats. And so we check it every day and it just was consistent. And then it rained and then it melted and then it all would freeze every night. And mm-hmm. it kept getting like thicker and thicker layers. And I was like, oh my God, we're never going to be able to leave here. So I enjoyed the first couple of days because it was nice to be around family and they don't have school either. My wife works from home. So it was like all of us at home. But it was tough because then it was like my wife and I going back and forth of like, okay, I have to be on with this part of my job from 5 to 11. And then at 11, then you can come in the office and then I'll go out and switch. and then I'll watch the kids, but like have my laptop up and just, you know, maintain my emails and requests mm-hmm. and things that come through. And then we'll flip back again because I got to go back in there and have a little bit of grinding time. So it was kind of cool for a while. I got a little routine. But then after a while, you have cabin fever.
Yeah.
You start to run out of food. And then you're like, oh, my God, I'm going to eat my third child and or my dog who's 17. But the meat's going to be really weird and old and tough.
Why did you have to go there? Like, listen, I was okay with the child because, like, y'all are weird and you guys talk about that a lot. But the dog, what did the dog
do? I watched a video that Snoop Dogg posted the other day talking about animal. Did you see that?
No, I don't. Do you think I would watch that video?
Well, it wasn't like you didn't know what it was. There was a video showing like graphs of all the animals that humans eat. And then it's like it starts off like somebody, like, okay, whatever. And then it gets to one, you're like, oh, goat. Okay. And then it gets to dog. And it's like 25 million dogs are consumed a year.
Oh, why do you have to?
And then the very last
one.
We're
done.
And the last
one. You
one's
and
like,
I are done right
and then,
now.
And then it's like 25 million dogs are.
It's because of China and Korea.
Yeah. Asian. Yeah.
Where it, they eat,
different cultures
they,
eat, yeah. eat different food. I mean, if you're in a place where you can't afford the means to have like what we have, cows, chickens, all the basics, lambs. Lamb was also high on the list too, like in the billions. I'm like, that people, many people eat lamb.
Yeah, that also makes me sad. They're little babies.
I know.
Okay, we're done.
And chicken was the highest, which made the most sense.
We're done with this crap. Yeah,
dogs,
I'm going to cry.
25 million I'm dogs literally, are consumed.
Okay, why do you have
but
to
again,
keep repeating it?
I guess I want to just put out there that other countries can't afford the delicacies we have, so they have to just, there's meat on there's a running dog running around. It's
okay, just
it's just like when someone shoots a turkey or a chicken.
I can't even watch dogs dying in movies, Scuba. You think I can keep dealing with this graph?
But when your family needs to eat and there's nothing available,
I'm gonna pull under okay.
You're in the Philippines and you have no money, and there goes a dog, healthy dog, you grab it.
Oh my God, I'm gonna hurt you.
We do things of like who's gonna be eating what
okay.
person first.
We're gonna
in
take
apocalypse.
A quick break. All right, you're done. You got cut off.
You're done. You're crazy.
We're moving into the next question.
All right, next question.
Laura would like to know if you've ever been arrested.
Laura with no damn city.
No, I God. Told you there's only like
Laura.
Two of these.
Laura, Jessica, and Kayla.
At least you remembered all the names. Have you ever been arrested?
I've been arrested. I've been close many different times, and I've been in the back of a cop car one time. I feel like I told that story once before, but if I haven't, I'll give you a very shorthand version. We used to do these videos in my neighborhood. It sounds like Lunchbox is the same thing, too.
No, we talked about this on The Best Bits. I remember this story. Yes.
Yeah, we do like this whole skit. This is before Jackass. We did this whole skit of like someone skating, and it was very elaborate. One person would fall over and trip, and then a car would pull over, and then we try to get them to help them out, and they get out, oh, you're an idiot, whatever. And we record it. We did a bunch of other things like.
And if you
want
to hear that full extended story, you need to keep listening to The Best Bits.
Yeah, it's a
last
it's a
time we talked. It was an extensive story we talked about.
Oh, yeah, it was hilarious.
Yeah.
It was a hilarious time doing it. But then one time we got caught, and I was the guy that was staying back because mm-hmm. I was one of the plants and I didn't move fast enough. And I saw a cop, and I was the only one that had like a conscience. And I was like, well, I guess I shouldn't run because there's a cop here. Because then I'm like, if you run, then you're running from the cops. But everyone ran except for me.
You had that freeze mode, you know, or you're like in fight or flight.
Yeah.
Freeze. You were freeze.
Well, I was freezing. I was like, and I think the cop felt bad for me because he's like, everyone else ran off. Mm-hmm. And he's like, clearly this is the one kid that has a conscience. And knows, okay, a cop's coming up, don't run.
Yeah, or he just panicked.
Yeah, or that. But I was like, I think it was 13 or 14. Yeah, 13 or 14. Oh, that was the source. I told you we bought a car for $500 and drove around hitting fast.
Yeah, it was a whole, I'm telling you, like extensively got into the story because it was entertaining. Car,
yeah. So that was when I was in the back of the cop car. He brought me back to my house. My grandma was there. Thank God my mom wasn't home. I just remember like just bawling because I was so nervous that I was going to go to jail. But you can't go to jail when you're 14. But yeah, that's the only time I've ever been that, because I don't know if I could physically or mentally handle being arrested, like being held down with cuffs and all that.
Oh, yeah.
I think I'd lose my crap. Like, I don't know how I'd be able to handle it.
Yeah, I'm not a lawbreaker. I'm like, I always did stupid things, like stupid things.
Yeah.
But like, I couldn't be like a genuine thief or like a, you know what I mean? We got into pools when we shouldn't have, and I ran away when I shouldn't have.
Dumb crap.
Yes. But like a genuine like law breaking, I could never. I am the worst liar, the worst. Like, I would give myself up so fast. I'd be like, yeah, no, I did it.
That was me. Yeah, it was totally me. Yeah, you're like me. You wouldn't run and you'd stay back and you'd probably rat everyone out.
I wouldn't rat anybody out. I can't talk right now. But that was me. I was there.
I'll take the fall. Yeah, I didn't rat anyone else out. I didn't rat out Brent, Mauricio, or any of the other guys.
Well, now you did.
Well, now I did. It was too late, though. Statute of limitations. From well over 10
That's
years.
That's fair. Okay.
Well over.
Okay, Mackenzie would like to know. There's no state school.
Mackenzie, Jessica, Kayla.
If We have any new hobbies, because she's trying to find things to do besides going to the bars. Which she I get is? It, girl, I get it.
But she needs a new hobby.
And she would like new hobbies and wants to know if we have any new ones that she could maybe try. I mean, my mall walking is the thing. I'm walking.
I saw that. Yeah, you're doing a lot of walking, but I'm not trying, at the mall, man. Though. What are you going to go to the mall and do?
I love going to the mall. Actually, that is a new hobby. I have me and my friends now. We like to go and hang out at the mall. We're bringing that back.
Okay. Yeah.
So that has been a thing.
I love the mall.
I am genuinely also mall walking.
Okay, good.
I just mall rock around the studio. Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. So, you go there before the mall opens when like all the gates are down and everything?
Oh, no. No, I go.
That's when you're a true mall walker.
Well, you can't get in there when it's closed.
Yes, you can. Yeah, you can get in the mall. The mall opens, let's say the mall opens at 10. Every mall opens 30 minutes before that.
Oh, I didn't. Four mall walkers. 30. Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so you go there 30 minutes earlier. I go there all the time before it opens because I've, like during COVID, there was nowhere really to go. So we would go to the mall and just walk around, let the kids run around. There's nobody there.
I need to look into that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Okay. Yeah. I would do that.
Oh, yeah. The Altamont Mall where I grew up, all the old people, every time you'd get there, right? Because I had to go there earlier to get like shoe drops or shoes that would come out. And there'd be this old couple at 9:30 just in their freaking tracksuit.
Walking.
And at the end of it, they go get a little ice cream, a little ice dream from Chick-fil-A in the mall food court.
Oh, and they'd go home. Don't even know them, and I love them.
I know. They're probably not allowed
anymore. Mall walking. Yeah, genuinely, mall walking. Like outside and inside.
Yeah, okay.
Just walking.
A hobby for me. Man, I don't even know if I even have time for a hobby. I coach my son's basketball team, and we're on a 2-game win streak this season. Mm-hmm. A hobby could be getting involved in sports, whether it be you playing the sport, like adult rec leagues.
Rec leagues are so much fun. I've been trying to get us on the show to play softball forever. I've been trying to get my friends to play softball, volleyball. I've been trying everything. And you know what? Has it happened in the 7 years I've lived in Nashville?
No.
Not one dang time.
Well, when does softball, I imagine it's going to be coming up soon, right?
Yeah.
When is it? Can we do that for us?
I've tried. I've literally even prepped it and been I would like to our show to play on a league.
Well, this time we should do it.
Well, nobody seems to want to.
Well, you should just put it together and then make everyone sign up. And if they don't sign up, then we'll just go get other people to sign up with us.
Yeah, but who else are we going to get to sign up? Your kids?
No.
We can't have them play.
No, they're good at basketball, not softball.
Yeah, so who else are we going to get
up? I know for sure I would be in. You would be in.
Lunchbox.
Lunchbox would be in.
Probably like kickoff Kevin and Pitts. Okay.
Ray, I don't think so, yeah.
He's sketchy. You never know what he's going to do.
Abby, maybe?
Abby maybe was. Six.
Abby.
I think Amy might.
Not a guarantee. We're looking at six.
Okay.
Okay. We're looking at six right now. How many people do you need on a team?
I think you need like 10. Well, think about it. You need to have all the bases, all your positions covered.
Six. So then we now go through and find four country singers. To do it.
I do like that. Okay. See what we can sign up and I'll get us. I'll see whoever wants to join and we're going to do it this year.
Yeah, we can get Chris Young on our team. He's really tall.
Okay.
And probably strong.
Riley Green's actually, they're really good.
Riley Green's really good. I was on his team last time, yeah.
But like, I don't know that we're all good to keep up with his good.
I know, trying to think of people who are not busy and not.
Yeah, all the country artists are kind of busy.
I know, especially because it becomes travel season, right?
If you are in the industry or you live in Nashville and maybe you want to play on our team, let us know.
Yeah. Okay. Or maybe we get other people in the building that want to play.
That's true, too.
But then it becomes not Bobby Bones Show. Then it becomes iHeartMedia Nashville.
Well, we've tried to do Bobby Bones Show.
Yeah, it's true. Maybe that's what we do. Maybe F that. Maybe scratch. We just do the cluster. Yeah. And then we invite people upstairs from the pop station and the rock station.
The beat. Have a little part. See, I like this.
There you go. Boom.
See, that's a good hobby. Also, cooking. I picked up cooking. I love it. That keeps me entertained at home.
Okay.
Like trying new recipes and like staying in a little bit more.
Yeah.
I also binge watch movies. That's a hobby. Like I'll binge watch movie series.
Like, movies. That's how I
got into Marvel.
Okay.
Like I watched all 23 in a row. Then I watched all 9 of the Star Wars movies. And then I watched all of the, what was the other one I did? I did so many of them. I can't keep track anymore.
You've watched a lot of movies. Have you watched
Mission Impossible?
Have you watched The Usual Suspects yet?
The usual. When did you tell me about that one?
I mean, like probably 4 or 5 different best bits.
The Usual Suspects.
Yeah, it's got Kevin Spacey in it. It's got.
I think you talked about that on the main show. I don't think we talked about that here. You talked to me about another one that was a sci-fi that I did try and watch with Tom Hanks, and I couldn't get into it.
What?
I know. I did try that one though.
How long?
And I had to run in.
How far did you get into it?
I was like 45 minutes or an hour.
Are you serious?
And I couldn't get into it.
You gave up on it?
Yeah.
Did you not understand what it was doing?
No, I did understand. I just like wasn't vibing with it. It could have been my move, but I even rented it. Like, I think I paid $5 to watch.
Oh my God, you still gave up on it?
Yeah.
Did you even get to the payoff?
I tried.
Wow.
I don't think it had good reviews though either.
Cloud Atlas. Yeah, well, because most reviewers are washed up losers.
I'm talking about the crowd review, I'm not talking about the critics review.
Oh yeah.
Audience score.
Yeah, critics are just mad they couldn't make their own movies.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm talking about what audience score? What are you talking about?
Other hobbies, volunteering. Okay, like I volunteer at a retirement home with Remy. We're a therapy animal team and I love doing that. Volunteering makes you feel good.
I used to just go to the shelters and just walk around and look at the dogs.
You could go take shelter dogs on walks.
Yeah, yeah. I used to just walk around and just check them out, look at them, and I'd find dogs that were like the star pets that were about to be euthanized, and I would want to hang out with them for a little bit. And then my thinking was, if I would be really emphatic about a certain dog, maybe someone walking by would go, oh, I want that one because he seems interested into it. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't go there and walk the dogs. I purposely would go there to make people want to donate a dog because I was interested in a dog.
To adopt a dog.
To adopt a dog, yeah. What did I say?
Donate a dog.
Oh.
Definitely not the same thing. Just wanted to clarify.
Yeah. I would purposely try to do like this mind trick of like getting people to want to adopt the dog.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And it works sometimes. Like, mostly on the star pets because those are the ones that are older and they're about to be put down. So I was like, maybe this is some sort of psychological trick where I can get people to want to donate dogs. Mm-hmm. Or, God dang it, adopt dogs. Why would you donate a dog?
All right. We're going to take another quick break here before Scuba tries to donate something else. We have two more questions to answer. All right, here's your ones that shared where they're from, Scuba, okay? Erica in Texas.
Texas!
Wants to know the one thing you miss about working in California and the one thing you hate about working in Tennessee.
Well, first thing that comes off my mind is the fact that you can't roll over vacation days. That's so stupid. The state of California and a lot of other states have it to where... Oh,
I was like, what? Why did that change?
Yeah, it's never been a thing here in Tennessee because it's a right-to-work state and it's so ass backwards and run by a bunch of old white people.
Why do you have to cuss? Now I gotta beep you.
It's ass! You could say ass.
Oh, don't repeat it three.
Like badass.
Bro, that is six times I'm going to have to beep it out.
Are you serious?
Well, I don't know.
I can tell you right now it's not a problem.
Okay, well, six beeps. I've made it out. Because you just kept going in on it.
But it's like when you say jackass, like a donkey.
Scuba!
That's okay.
Now I have seven.
That's not one you have to
believe.
There's
little kids that listen to us.
Yeah, but their parents are way worse than I am.
Okay. Go on with your story.
So yeah, so it's so stupid. Because the fact that Tennessee doesn't understand, and a lot of other states do, and California is one of them, that your vacation days are a benefit that you have accrued because you worked to accomplish those and have those. And other states roll over into the next year, the next year, the next year. And I think at some point it caps and it's like, you can't roll over anymore, but you don't lose them here. This is you don't use them, you lose them. And I'm like, what? So my vacation, if I don't use it by the end of the year, it's gone. It just disappears. And I start fresh at the beginning of every new year. And I'm like, what? Those are mine. I've earned those. You can't take them from me and just disappear. Those are mine. Because also, if you were to leave a job or quit a job or get fired, they pay you out for all your outstanding vacation days. And so when I left in San Francisco to move to LA, I quit my job and I had rolled over like 8 weeks of vacation. So I had like a fat check to roll with me to LA to live off of for a little bit. And when I moved here, I think my first year went into 2021 or whatever. And I was like, well, my vacation days are all gone. I was like, what? And I had to do some research. And I was like, what kind of old ass rule?
Oh, God. I hate beeps.
What kind of old rule is this? Archaic 1927 rule. That and the fact that marijuana is illegal is just mind blowing.
Okay.
I mean,
so
like,
it was kind of like something you loved about California and now why got it. Okay.
Yeah, what was the question about work, though?
Yeah, like one thing you missed about working in
California. Oh, weed has nothing to do with work, by the way. So I probably should just nick that
one out.
I don't
feel like you're actually listening to these questions.
That's okay, right?
You guys love when we get unhinged, and man, is it unhinged today.
I think, what do I miss from there to there? One thing for sure is the cluster I worked at before, everyone was there. So it was like, there was more of like a environment.
You mean you weren't secluded at a basement and everybody forgot about you?
Exactly. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Understand.
Yeah. So it was kind of cool in the Burbank office because all the stations were there. All the shows were there. You'd see everyone. And it was pretty cool. And it was also cool because then other shows like Big Boy Show would have a bunch of like hip hop artists come through. So you'd have The Game come through and you'd have like all these people. You're like, oh, this is so cool. So you kind of here we don't have that because, like you said, we're in a basement locked up and everyone's forgotten about us.
Yeah, we're like the ugly stepchild.
I know. It doesn't. So I was like, that kind of sucks. So you lose like that feeling. I know some people don't want it. They like being left alone. I like it to a certain degree, but you kind of lose that feeling of synergy and the culture.
Also, nobody canceled me for saying that. That came from Cinderella.
What's that?
For saying the ugly stepchild. I'm sure there's a reason I'm not supposed to say that anymore. But it came from Cinderella.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah.
It probably isn't. So sorry.
You're fine. You're dwelling on something that doesn't even matter.
Scuba, I get canceled for my bangs every day.
Ass is a problem, apparently. Oh,
okay.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
But I think that'd be the biggest thing would be that, without getting too much into like my personal beliefs or thoughts or feelings of one to the other. I think that'd be the biggest thing is just the lack of culture within clusters from Burbank to Nashville.
Hopefully that will change in 2024.
I think it will. We are moving to a new studio allegedly at the end of the year, so that could play into that again, which is cool. I like being in an environment where everyone's around and we see everyone. And I've always been the one in all my previous markets. Like when we were a pop station going up against a hip hop station and we're in the same building, everyone's like, I can't believe you're over there talking to Big Vaughn or Chewy from the, I'm like, I don't really care. Like, yeah, we go up against him in the ratings, but I like him and he likes me. And
you're still technically on the same team in a way.
Yeah. Too. We're still in the same company and everything. Yeah. And we're still playing for the same, whatever. But like,
it's also just cool to be nice.
Yeah. That too. Yeah. And I always enjoyed being around other people and other, I just like people.
Yeah.
And so I was
we're
always
people.
Yes. And so I just never understood that. So I like the cluster. I like the environment. That'd be the work thing. Would be the one biggest thing from that to the other without getting too like
love it
granular and you, offending anyone.
Yeah. No more beeps.
And then
we have
beeps.
Nine.
Beeps.
Okay. Beep, beep. Last one. We're going to end on with Ashley from Ohio.
Ashley, Ohio.
She wants to know the best piece of advice we've ever received.
Best piece. I would say for me being a father, and when I got it, it was so cliche and you're like, oh my God, whatever. And it is cliche, but it totally is true, especially if you have kids or your kids or you've, or I don't know, whatever. I'll just say it.
Well, I'm trying to set it up.
Who gives
one.
A crap? I almost said the S word. Is crap okay with you?
Yeah. Okay. It's not me. It's the little children that are listening.
Well, like for example, in the Bay Area, people say hella.
Okay, that's fine.
But it's not fine though, because then kids will walk around saying hecka.
Okay.
Because they can't say hella.
Why did you now tell them?
It says hell. So they say, oh, that's hecka uncool. I'm like, hecka uncool.
Oh, boy.
And I was like, just say hella. And he goes, I can't say hella. Well, you just said hella. Anyways, so
my piece. I can't beep all that. So y'all are on your own out there.
But even Gwen Stefani has a song called Hella, right? Like Hella Cool or something.
Are you talking about Holla Back Girl?
No, that's Holla. She's a song called Hella, right?
Gwen Stefani? No.
Anyways.
This has nothing to do with advice, Scuba.
I know, but we're talking about cuss words.
Oh my goodness.
Her song, Hella Good. Hella Good. Remember that one?
Yeah.
Do you really remember that one?
I do. No, okay. I do.
You got me feeling hella good.
Okay.
Ooh, so just keep. Okay, anyways.
Can you share your piece of advice now?
My piece of advice is to not let me talk. My piece of advice is that I got from mostly a lot of parents that were like me now in this position. They'd come and tell me and they'd be like, dude, you got to just slow down and enjoy the small moments, the little things in life, and try to soak up every moment and be there for everything you can be for your kids. Because it all, Kenny Chesney says it the best. Don't blank. Just like
that. Look at you with a country music reference.
No, none of the words is ever don't blink because it's the title of the song. But I know that it's true. My son, you blink. He was an infant and now he's freaking 5 and a half turning 6. Mm-hmm. And he's in kindergarten. He's playing basketball. And it's like, wow. And then I could see all the different layers of children too, because I have one that's 5, I have one that's 3, and then I have one that's 1. So I'm seeing all the stages of life in that time frame that I've seen and have been able to experience. And I was like, holy crap, it's the people are right. Like, slow it down, try to be there, try to be present. Mm-hmm. That's the biggest thing, because we all want to just dick around on our phones and look around. That one's okay.
Hey,
Richard,
there's no judgment from me.
I know. Oh God. Anyways, just be present. Just be present.
Okay. Well, the lyrics go, don't blink. just like that, you're 6 years old, and you take, I don't think I have the rhythm right because now I'm all thrown off.
Now you're 17
and
you take a nap, years old.
And you wake up, and you're 25, and your high school sweetheart becomes your wife.
Yep, there you go.
Started to sound like Lunchbox. Okay.
Yeah, but that would be my biggest advice for parents or people who are new parents or people who want to become a parent. When that happens, be present, put your phone down. When there's times that you're supposed to be doing family time, do family time. Focus on that, because when you're at work, you're at work. When you're at home, you should be at home, because they will grow. And then I see it from my mom. She's like, she looks at me and she's like, oh my God, you're almost 40. Like, holy crap. It used to be that, you know? So I get that perspective and I'm just like, oh my gosh, she's right. They're right. Everyone has told me is totally right. Just chill. So I've been really trying. I've been doing that, but I've been trying to do it even more. Cause now that I'm like, oh my God, I just had my last kid. Like, that's it. So this last kid that now just started walking, like, that's the last kid that's ever going to walk. And all these things. So it's just like, oh my God, it's so much. So much to where I'm like, man, I want to quit my job and just stay at home.
No, I'll be a and just raise my kid.
I would love to be a stay-at-home dad.
Scuba.
Oh my God, it'd be so cool. But I don't have the funds to be able to be a stay-at-home dad. So
yeah.
Society.
I don't think any of us do, you know?
Oh, a lot of us do. People who like make a lot of money do.
Okay, but there's not a lot of us.
Yeah.
I said, I don't think a lot of us do.
Yes, there's a good percentage. And those people don't even take time off and be with their kids. You're like, wow. But I had the perspective that if I had the money, I would definitely take the money and invest it into me just being able to be with my family. That'd be the ultimate win. But
you're
that's
a good dad.
Impossible.
You're a good dad. Yeah. I hope you know that.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
What would be your best piece of advice?
The one that sticks out to me, it was when I was dealing with my bullying situation in high school. And this was so ironic. I hated math. It was my worst subject. But the math teacher really became like my safe haven during like school period classing, like when you're passing in the hallways and stuff. I would always like duck out and I would hide in her classroom until like I had to walk to class and everybody was no longer in the hallways.
Yeah. Can I unearth or uncover why would they bully you?
So I was part of a cheerleading team, and it was actually girls that I had been friends with like my whole, like as far as I remember, right? Like my whole career of schooling, and we were all good friends, but something just happened. Like one day I had walked in and like one of the girls, I was a flyer on the cheer team. And one of the girls told another one, like, I hope she falls on her face and dies.
Oh my God.
And amongst other things, but that was the one that always like still sticks out literally in my brain every day. But I was a flyer. And so I was having to trust these people to put me in the air.
Now you're worried if they're going to like make you fall on your face and
literally
die.
Literally.
Yeah.
So like it became this whole thing that happened on the cheer squad. There is a there's so much more to it, but that's where it begun.
Wow.
And
so probably some sort of jealousy or some sort of something.
Oh yeah. And my high school principal at the time, who was a idiot, thought it would be a good idea for us to all be in a room and us confront it head on.
Yeah.
When you do that with girls, it doesn't work, okay?
Yeah.
It's just not how girls operate.
Especially teenage girls. They're not mature adults where they're going to be able to listen and have a conversation.
So I had to sit there in front of my bully and say, why do you not like me?
Yeah.
That was what I had to ask. And to which she responded, I just don't.
Yeah.
It was the most unproductive thing, and all it did was make everything worse.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting here still confused on why this is happening, and now I don't have any further help, and now I just got made fun of more.
Well, yeah, now they hate you even more now because now you went to the principal and they're like, you freaking.
It was horrible. Like the way my school, it was all horrible.
Yeah.
So this math teacher who, she's now Miss Manning, or she was Miss Manning. I can't remember which
one.
She
married Peyton?
No. Her, cool. She was Miss Manning when I went.
Okay.
And now, gosh, now I can't remember her last name now. But she was literally like my safe haven.
Yeah.
For those school passings, because people had begun spreading even more rumors about me, and it just became a really horrible place to be.
Yeah.
And so I would sit in that room, but she would always like talk to me. It wasn't like I just, you know, stay in there and hide. She'd always talk to me. And the thing she always told me was like, you should not care about what any of these people say about you.
Yeah.
She's like, I know that it hurts and I know that it sucks, but these people are clearly envious of who you are as a person. And that is all this is.
Yeah.
And there's nothing you can do about it. And there's nothing that's going to change. And we would have those conversations often. Because as a girl in her teens and high school going through like the worst thing you could possibly think of.
Yeah.
All I'm sitting there is like, why is this happening to me? What did I do?
Yeah.
And I took it all on. I took on all the pain. And all she was trying to do was take it out. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so that advice has carried me through my entire life, especially now being like in the public eye and people always having opinions about what I do.
Of course, yeah.
Like, why would I care? And I don't. Like, the thick skin that I have now, holy crap. Because in high school, that girl didn't. Nobody's born with thick skin. Nobody wants to be made fun of.
You unfortunately have to go through those things to get thick skin. Yeah.
And now I can see them 99.9% of the time. I can see them and I'm laughing and I can have sassy responses and I can be funny.
Yeah.
But before, that would ruin me.
Yeah.
Like, so her talking me through that and just instilling at me at such a difficult time, like, this is why you will eventually not care. This is why I'm trying to help you through not caring right now.
Uh-huh.
And that has stayed with me.
Your teacher? Was she like an older teacher, younger?
She was young.
Oh, cool. So she may have been through a recent experience, probably, or experience very similar to when she was in high school.
You know, and it's crazy too. She's now the guidance counselor because of that situation.
Wow. That's cool.
Literally, she went back to school or she took classes. I'm not sure what happened, but she went back to become the guidance counselor because of how bad the situation, how it was handled. And was like, I never want somebody else to go through this again.
Wow. That's pretty incredible in the sense that she almost found her calling.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I need to fix this because this principal or whoever runs this is not going to be able to do it right.
Yeah. And she still is. Cool. She's still a guidance counselor today. I see her often, like, love her.
That's really cool. Mm-hmm. That's a great piece of advice. Because even like all of us, I think even as adults too, you get stuck in your head. But especially when you're in middle school and high school, oh my gosh, you are all up in your head and you think all these things, and 9 times out of 10, some people aren't even thinking that, or the ones who are thinking it aren't even worth your time. Mm-hmm. Like, who cares? And then when you look at the whole grand scheme of life, high school is a blip in time compared to the rest of your life.
Now, granted, a lot of my traumas, but I blocked a lot of it out.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you like half the things that happened in high school now.
Yeah.
So.
Because it doesn't really matter.
No. Like, it sucks that I still have to remember the really crappy ones. Like, the fact that I can still remember the exact words that woman said about me.
Yeah.
Sucks. But most of it, I'm like, I don't know what I did on a Friday night. The thing that I was probably I don't know. I don't remember. But. It was such a very pivotal, important piece of advice to receive at a very moment in time in my life that was changing.
Yeah.
So.
Most definitely. And to have been able to hear or to have that filter, and I'm trying to instill it in my kids of who cares? And also always be kind to everyone, because you never know what someone's going through at home with their family or whatever. And if someone's, I just always think like full perspective of people. You just don't know. And so for you to go after them and attack them for something because of your insecurities or because you're whatever, like, it's just not worth it.
Mm-mm.
It's not worth it. Cause then that person goes home and their home life already sucks. Now their school life sucks. Now everything sucks.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's just like, come on, guys.
Yeah. And that whole hurt people is really, really true.
Yeah.
Like, hurting people will hurt people.
Of course. Yeah, totally. Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah.
So.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Those are two great pieces of advice. Look at us.
Yeah.
High five.
Hell yeah. I'll bring it in. Come on.
That was
an audible high five too.
Okay.
You put your hand up and I think you got just my fingers and that fit your whole hand in it.
It really did. Such
your hand versus my hand. It's like Shaquille O'Neal versus everyone else in the world.
All right. Before Scuba keeps comparing himself to Shaq, Scuba, tell people where they can find you on all
Well, I've got some
stuff.
New information, Morgan. I now have 3 social media accounts. You can find me on Twitter, X. You can find me on Instagram, and you can find me on TikTok.
He did it, guys.
TikTok.
He did it. He's whispering because he's so ashamed of his actions.
So ashamed of my actions. I feel like such a loser.
No.
I'm on TikTok.
Mm-mm, you did it.
Scuba Steve Radio. SUBASTVRADIO. Scuba Steve Radio.
There he is. Go hang out with him. Follow him. I'm sure he'll be posting his shoes stuff very short.
Yes, I'm working on a really cool video.
Very short.
Yes, for
shortly.
Yes, I'm working on a really cool shoe video, and I'm also working on my own show.
All right.
Well, it's actually already done, but I'm just waiting for things to get put together.
I feel that. I've been waiting for 2 years. All right. Let's get out of here. Woo! Go follow the show at Bobby Bones Show. You can also follow me at Web Girl Morgan. That is all. We are done, Scuba.
Yeah, we are.
This was not short.
It was not all.
Goodbye, everybody.
That's the best bits of the week with Morgan. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check out the other 2 parts this weekend. Go follow the show on all social platforms.
At Bobby Bones Show.
And follow at Web Girl Morgan.
To submit your listener questions for next week's episode.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy. Yeah. Right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.